All right, Gordo, I think I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yes. You guys know that this show has become the outpost for pop-up characters. Instant characters. As soon as something that sounds like a human name is said, the instant character pops up. And P1s have fun playing along at home. We have pop-up characters. Well, I think I found the first one. It was Irving Cares. Irving Cares from about 1998, somewhere in there, when I was appearing at Frank Parra Autoplex, and they had a charity out there called Irving Cares, which is still in existence, and somehow a pop-up character started. And I'll play you the first example that I know of a pop-up character, and then we're going to play catch-up.
They have a big deal going on at Frank Parra Autoplex today. They have the Camaro Legends Tour today at Frank Parra, and there's a charity tie-in, Davey.
Oh, really?
Irving Cares.
Now, that's Dave Lane, my producer of The Rant. This happened on my weekend show, The Rant, in 96 or so.
Who joins me right now. Hi, Irving.
So, see, I throw it to Irving Cares.
There's a charity tie-in, Davey.
Oh, really?
Irving Cares, who joins me right now. Hi, Irving.
Hello.
Irving Cares will be on site today during the Camaro event, collecting food and cash donations.
Yes, I will. I have a big burlap sack, and you can put all your donations in it. Especially the cans.
Irving Cares is a nonprofit organization benefiting needy families in Irving. Oh, it's not a guy.
No, I don't profit at all.
So come out to Frank Parra Autoplex. I'll be there from 1 to 3 today. Are we going to have any K-Ticket CDs?
Only at Christmas.
What?
Yes.
What?
The Ticket.
Good. It gets worse.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Why are we playing this theme song here?
Make love, Juby.
What?
Make love to Irving Cares.
What? What are you up to today?
Collecting cans.
You are?
Frank Parra.
You,
come out and see Gordon and make love to me. Show how much you love Irving.
So that was
I'm sure the charity was thrilled by that.
Yes. Well, I got to the bottom of the fact that this is not the same as the charity. I was confused at first that this gentleman's voice, who was appearing on a radio station, that he was Irving Cares. But I tracked down Irving Cares after all these years and did an exclusive interview with him to find out what's going on in his life. And you're only going to hear this on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Hey, Irving, how you doing? It's Gordon Keith from The Ticket.
Oh, Gordon, what a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Oh, man, it's so good to talk to you again. What has it been, 8 years, 10 years? How long's it been?
At least 25, maybe 30.
I'm not so sure it's been that long, Irving. I mean, it's...
Time is a concept. And I don't understand the passage of time, so sometimes days feel like weeks, and sometimes years feel like minutes.
I'm sure it's hard to keep track of time, what with the COVID lock-in and all that.
Right, the Chinese virus.
Well.
The Wuhan flu.
Well.
Yes, I have heard of it. I've contracted it and recovered 3 times now. Been locked under the same bridge for a good 6 months.
You were? Three times? I didn't even know that was possible, that you could get COVID. And I thought there was some immunity that lasted for a period of time.
Not with me, apparently.
But do you have any pre-existing conditions?
All of them. Diabetes. Asthma, colorectal issues.
Okay, yes, thank you. Irving, so now tell us a little bit about what has gone on in your life since we've talked last, because last time we spoke, I want to say I was at a car dealership. And that's right. Yeah, you remember.
Para people and para prices make the difference. And it's Frank Para. Make love to me.
And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about, because that was something that you said back then.
You betcha.
And that was never part of their jingle or ad campaign.
You betcha.
I was wondering where you got the phrase, make love to me.
Well, it's kind of a effective pickup line in my experience.
Singing car jingles and then saying make love to me?
No, just the make love to me part.
And so that's worked out for you.
That's how I met my wife and my husband.
We're visiting with Irving Carey.
Yeah, I just left that one right there. Didn't want to respond to that.
Right now. Who P1s may remember from the old rant show from way back when. There was a lot of confusion back at that time, Irving, because you came on the air after I had mentioned a certain nonprofit in the city of Irving, Texas, that operates there and helps individuals there. And it, too, is called Irving Cares. But you're not the same as that nonprofit, are you?
Oh, no. I'm a completely different organization.
You're an organization?
I'm an organization of cells that become a person.
You could just say you're a person.
Correct. If you would like, I could set the record straight. There are three primary differences between myself and the organization known as Irving Cares. My name is spelled with an E and a K, and they are spelled with an I and a C.
Okay, so the E and the K, your first name begins with E, Irving, and your last name begins with a K for Cares.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's two differences. You mentioned there were three.
I count that as one.
What?
I count that as one difference. Even though it's two, it's one.
Okay, so that's one difference. What's the second?
The second difference is that they do not ask people to make love to them. Whereas I do.
That's a very important distinction. The third difference.
The third difference is, from what I understand, when you deliver canned goods to Irving Cares, the organization, they then take those cans and distribute them to the less fortunate. Whereas if you hit me over the head with a can of soup and make love to me, then later on I will eat that can of soup. Mr. Gordon.
Thank you. We're visiting with Irving Cares of former ticket fame. You haven't appeared on the ticket in quite some time. So let's get up to date on some of the projects that you're working on these days. I'm sure you're involved in something exciting.
I have been, as I mentioned, working on a cure for COVID. Because I have survived it three times, I'm kind of an ideal candidate to pump me full of vaccines.
How many vaccines would you say that you have in you right now?
I have three trial vaccines and a vaccine suppository.
How will they know which one works?
Right now.
Right now.
You have a suppository.
It's hard to tell which one is working and which one's not.
Visiting with Irving Cares, what's the biggest side effect you felt from the vaccines?
Probably all of my pubic hair relocating to the small of my back.
I understand that you're something of a musical artist these days.
Well, that is true. You have uncovered my passion, Mr. Gordon.
What kind of music do you do, Irving?
Well, it's kind of a spoken word over trap beats.
And what are trap beats for those who might not be in the know, such as myself?
You know, just real cool grooves.
All right. Well, and that's exciting. So how are your kids?
No, never had any children, unfortunately. I was unable to conceive.
And what do you think Dak ought to do about this contract situation?
I mean, anyone that can throw a football down the field like Dak deserves all the money.
Irvin, we thank you for your time today, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Mr. Gordon, and stay safe and make love to me.
He's still got the same catchphrase.
Very strange. Still got the same catchphrase, yeah. And he's still alive. I was so happy to find out that he was still alive.
He seemed glad that you called him.
Yeah, he's kind of a shut-in, kind of a weird guy. Kind of a medical miracle, if you think about it, with all the COVID he's survived over this year. But I was happy that he joined us.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Immediate feedback. Bubba says 840 just died. I disagree with that. I enjoyed Irving Cares.
I love Irving Cares.
All right, it's 852 on the ticket.
Joining us now is a noted birder and a guy who's coming on our airwaves not only because we love him, but because he has something to promote. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gen X Davey.
God, he's a bird watcher.
Hi, musers.
Featured prominently this morning.
Yeah, I
Davey,
do have
how are
some,
you?
I'm good. I do have some bad news to report.
Uh-oh.
Irving Cares has died of COVID.
Oh no.
Yeah, he didn't survive the fourth time, I guess.
This is breaking news. How did he finally succumb to COVID after he survived it for three times?
I think it was side effects from all the vaccines.
Okay.
His organs just shut down.
It wasn't side effects from 840?
Oh yeah, all of those things. I am not a birder, but my mom is. And I always, like, for birthday and Mother's Day, I will always get her like a bird bath or some floral plants for her back porch or a feeder or something, because she loves to sit in her dining room and just watch the birds all day.
You ever had a hummingbird feeder, any of you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got one now.
Boy, now those things, I can really stare at them. That is so creepy the way they
incredible.
Can hover there, and they move like UFOs.
Yeah.
And they just drink simple syrup.
Yeah, I know. They basically have my diet. They just drink
syrup.
Yeah, just sugar syrup. That's all they drink. Okay, now, Davey, you're on for a very special reason today.
Yes.
Because
if P1s have been listening to the ticket this week, they've no doubt been beaten down by the promos that there's a special ticket music spectacular coming up this Friday.
Yeah.
And you're involved in this.
Yeah. Well, I decided to piggyback on the success of the Robert Wolanski music spectaculars. And so I pitched the idea to Kat, and Kat was on board. We are going to have a virtual prom, Ticket 80s prom, right after the Ticket Top 10 on Friday at 9 p.m.
So the class of 2020, they are missing their proms. And so you're stepping in to fill this void.
Yes.
Because they're quarantine.
It's 80s themed. You know, the music is all from the 80s. But as we all know, there's so much timeless music. There's so much good times party music that came out in the 80s. And so this, even though those P1s who went to school in the 80s can relive their glory days, this is meant for all P1s of all ages. And hopefully if those P1s that are, graduating seniors this year, if they want to get together with their family and have a virtual prom in their living room, you know, we'll provide the soundtrack.
It's a little uncomfortable that really the only slow dances you can execute are with your mom or your sister.
That does make it awkward.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
As you're grinding on each other to faithfully.
Yeah. I mean, maybe don't put your knee between her knees.
You know what I think one of our themes was, Davey, one of our proms? They were usually really bad, slow songs from a movie. And I think Up Where We Belong was
that's
of
Officer
themes.
And a Gentleman?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's a good... what year did you graduate? Georgie?
83.
Yeah.
So that would have been 82 or 83.
Yeah, Officer and a Gentleman was 82, right? So that, yeah.
Yeah,
that
so was, I think
that
it was my
top of the charts
prom,
right
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
What was your prom theme, Dave?
I think it was Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds, which is, I think, a lot of people's prom songs from the 80s.
What a great, great
song. Well,
that's
a cool song to have as your, as
yeah,
your theme.
It's a, yeah, it's a great
Those
song.
Those were always really dopey, slow songs.
And I did want to let you guys know, I haven't stacked the entire playlist, but I do have, you know, kind of my selects. And, you know, I think after maybe the first couple segments, I'll kind of play it by ear and maybe take some requests via Twitter. But I do have in the queue for Gordon, I have an outfield song. For George,
yes. Yes.
For George, I have a Fix song.
Yes.
And, that's right. And, the last time I saw the Fix, you were there.
Yeah, because Deep Blue Something opened up.
That's
and,
right.
And then for Craig, I have a U2 song.
Awesome. Thank you, Davey.
Beauty.
Did yeah. Craig get to choose the U2 song? Did he send you a text or email?
No.
Are you
no.
just choosing it for him?
No, I am choosing it for him.
I trust Davey.
Yeah, I trust Davey.
So this is going to be on Friday night, tomorrow night, right?
Yes. It will kick off as soon as the top 10 is over at 9 p.m., and then it will go until I run out of gas.
Any special guests like Sammy or Irving?
No. God. Well,
Sammy the Spelunker yeah. or yeah. Irving Cares? Irving Cares, we found out, passed away.
I guess
for those P1s who can't stand the sound of my voice, it will be mostly music and not so much
oh,
talking.
Oh, Dave. Come on.
And there
you
will,
need to work on your self-esteem.
There will
you,
be.
And why do you not have any self-esteem, by the way?
Because I'm adopted. If you listened to the Hang Zone yesterday on Bad Radio, you got to hear the whole story.
Oh, really?
How I was
to go back and listen to that.
Birthed from an illicit affair.
That's part of Davey's problem, but also he and I share this, and we have no self-esteem because we're both invisible, right, Davey?
Well, I think I have your same power, but maybe amplified, because not only am I invisible, I also have the force field.
Yeah, you repel.
He can clear a room, right?
You repel people.
Dave yes, walks into a social situation.
I've seen this happen.
Yeah.
I've seen Dave at a party, and he'll move over to a place, you know, corner of the room where a bunch of people are sitting there talking, and he's just hanging around, and people start filtering away from him.
Yes.
So within, sad.
Within 2 minutes, I can have a 5-foot radius all around me.
It's unbelievable. What do you think that is? They smell the adoption on you, or what?
Yes. Yeah. The adoption Boy. And the debt.
All right. That's Gen X Davey. His special program starts at 9 p.m. tomorrow night.
Hey, will it's you tell your special
80s
story
prom.
Tomorrow night?
What's the special story?
The one where he ran out of gas.
No, I will never tell that story again. However, if I could
Why are you retiring these stories?
What about the one where you peeled off the shower ring one by one as you
that
were
That was a made-up story. That never happened. That was embellished by Gordon.
But the bones of that story is true, right? That you would...
No, we don't need... This is morning drive. We don't need to tell that story. If I could squeeze in one more tease... Or one more plug. I do have a classic story that was retold on my podcast. If you go to oldwaver.com on the new episode of HT Wow, I tell the Nutnicker story.
I'm sorry?
The what?
The Nutnicker story.
Okay.
What is that?
That's the one where you ran out of gas and you had to...
I guess I don't understand the word.
There's a stripper you really liked.
Yeah. Let me tell the story of you running out of gas, and you tell me if that's the story you're talking about.
No, it's a different story. It involves the privates, though.
Obviously. Just don't understand the second word you've added on after nut. But
have you ever,
anyway.
Have you ever gotten a skid mark on your testicles?
Oh, my God. Davey, this is morning drive.
Yeah. He could say that, but he didn't want to tell the running out of gas story.
You know.
Well, maybe another time.
Maybe another
tell
time.
Tell it after 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Sure, sure. Yes, yeah, so please, 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Didn't you?
Right, we'll play, we'll yes. be listening.
It'd be great.
Why don't you
We're
play
so
Liner
I'm
by
so
the
sorry.
Fix?
Didn't you
cares is dead.
Fire off after the house lights had gone up?
Right as they went up.
You timed it.
Perfectly.
Davey, have a great
show. She's running to complain to her manager. All right. Thank you so much. Dave Lane, Gen X Davey, tomorrow night starting at 9. It's his 80s prom. It's going to be great, Dave. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Musers. Don't forget to do your liners.
Yep. I know. I'll send you today.
All right. Okay. There you go. And that's the corner.
All right. Thanks. 9:35 on the ticket.